From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo is in its final stage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. About 200 kilometers to the southwest, the Islamic State group was reported in full control of Palmyra just four days of fighting outside the city. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of that country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by the U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
This evening, we're celebrating the remarkable progress of the U.S.-Israel defense relationship and also of an Air Force that began by flying leftover World War II planes and is now flying the most advanced aircraft in history.
Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. Portugal's António Guterres was sworn in Monday as the 9th UN Secretary General.
Thank you very much for all your kind words. I am deeply honored by the trust and confidence member states have placed in me and determined to be guided by the purposes and principles of the Charter.
Guterres told member states that the United Nations needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. He said it must focus more on delivery and less on process, more on people, less on bureaucracy. The former prime minister is 67 years old. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump fired a new broadside Monday at the Central Intelligence Agency's reported finding that Russia interfered in the presidential election to help Trump win it. Trump said if Democrat Hillary Clinton had won and Republicans had complained of Russian interference, they would have been accused of promoting a conspiracy theory. He said it is hard to identify hackers, and he asked why the subject wasn't raised before the election. Meanwhile, the Senate Republican majority leader is voicing confidence in the CIA. He says Russian activities must be probed. Michael Bowman reports.
The Russians are not our friends.
Senator Mitch McConnell told reporters Russian hacking must be taken seriously.
Obviously, any foreign breach of our cybersecurity measures is disturbing.
McConnell did not call for a special congressional committee to lead the probe, saying existing committees can do the job. He weighed in as new questions arose about the relationship President-elect Donald Trump will have with intelligence agencies.
I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community, and especially the Central Intelligence Agencies.
Trump has dismissed CIA assertions of Russian hacking as the Obama administration diverting attention from Democratic electoral losses. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties that had been blocked for decades by human rights concerns under the late communist dictator Fidel Castro. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Paria and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, along with the representatives of the 28 EU member states, signed the agreement Monday in Brussels. Mogherini says she doesn't like the U.S. sanctions on Cuba.
The European Union has raised concerns about the extraterritorial effect of U.S. sanctions on Cuba. We will continue to do so because we believe this is not only in the interest of the island and its people, all of them, but most of all, in our case, it's the interest of the Europeans to tackle this issue. So we will continue to do so.
Federica Mogherini. Egypt's president says a suicide bomber carried out the attack at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral on Sunday. Egypt's president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said authorities arrested three men and a woman in connection with the blast that killed 25 people. The president spoke during a state funeral for the victims. There has been no claim of responsibility. Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for two bombings outside an Istanbul football stadium Sunday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.